Our reading is from Mark chapter 12, beginning with verse 38 and ends at verse 44. In his teaching, Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." Please be seated. In the name of Jesus, amen. You know, it's kind of interesting what you observe when you're sitting up front, and I'm not going to tell anybody, okay, but I'm sure you observe things too. You notice things. You can have probably some cute little stories about people. You know, when I was a kid, I was the first acolyte in the church that I grew up in, and Pastor Lessel took me through all the rigor, and man, I kept thinking, boy, this is complicated, and I sat right up front, and the pews were wood. And it was really cool. You could lay down and push yourself all the way to the other end. So, I wonder what Pastor Lessel thought. When's the Rolofson kid going to do it this Sunday? I don't even know what the people that, you know, I'd walk on their shoes and they would haul me around and all this did. But it's amazing what you can notice when the church is gathered together in all kinds of different ways. And, you know, Jesus did that too. In fact, in our gospel reading, we hear what Jesus has been noticing. And it's, you know, in some ways a little alarming. Beware of those who are in long robes. Anybody else wearing a long robe besides me? Who for a pretense make long prayers. Sometimes I hear those prayers were pretty long. And then he watches how people are giving money. And some people are giving a lot of money. And then a widow gives a little bit of money. And he talks about it with his disciples. He's not afraid to talk about what he sees at church and what it's about. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, what does Jesus see today? When the treasury is being given into? Or is it really about this? You know, there's a passage of scripture in Romans chapter 12. It says, "In view of the mercy of God, let your life be a living offering, holy and acceptable to God." You know, our attitude about God is not in what we do with this only. You know, the prayer of the pastor, "No matter what we say or do, this is what we think of you," isn't necessarily the full picture. Because in truth, your whole life, 24/7, 365, is an offering, a living offering to the Lord. Your thoughts, your words, your actions are a gift to God. Are a gift to God. I try to emphasize this in chapel, because every Wednesday, our director Laura Lee picks out four kids, and they all get to take turns sitting in the offering plate. And last Wednesday, I showed them that I could even sit in it, and I can. Really, you can too. I mean, you have to kind of balance and everything. But you and I are a living offering to God every day, 24/7. The challenge, and I've got to be honest about this, especially with some people here, is sometimes my offering to my family is pretty crabby. So much for being a joyful offering. Sometimes I'm a pain in the neck kind of offering. Sometimes I'm just a really grumpy offering. Sometimes I don't even want to show up and be an offering. How about you? How many ways are we to give ourselves as a living offering, and yet in so many ways, maybe we don't even show. Maybe we don't want to give because we don't like what it's about. Or maybe we're going to use our offering, our life, as a way to vote against and protest and throw a fit. And it can happen in our homes so many times. It can happen where we go to school, where we work. It can even happen here. When what I want to be is a living offering because of the mercy that God has had toward me. I guess that's why it's so hard to grasp how God is a cheerful giver all the time and how Jesus gave up everything to come to our rescue. He was rich, he became poor so that in his poverty, you and I would be made rich. And because of what Jesus has done for you and for me, you are wholly acceptable and highly favored by God through his Son. You are a precious offering, and you're a gift by God's design. You see, now when Jesus looks at you and me, he sees us through cross eyes. He laid down his life. He took upon himself all that we are and all the ways that we have failed in being good offerings to those around us. And so that now he looks upon us in love. He sees you today throughout the course of this day as a living offering, as one that he loves and cares very much for, so that no matter what you do and no matter where you go, you can be a living offering because of what he has done. You know, our epistle reading from Hebrews is very powerful. Once for all, Christ came once for all. He is the sacrifice, the one sacrifice that makes all of your life, all of my life, across every avenue of it, holy and acceptable to God, precious to him. And it's in that one offering, once for all, that you and I have God's love. And we can apply it to anything and everything in our life. Last time you've been crabby and grumpy at home, dealing with things, or stuff that's going on here, or whatever's happening at work, or maybe even your attitude about the world you're living in, wherever you're at, there can be a lot of pressures for us. Christ has made us his. In fact, in the cross of Christ, it's as if Christ put us all into an offering plate on the cross and said, Father, they're all forgiven for my sake. They're all loved because of me. And our Father in heaven said, Amen. I receive them as my own. Today, when Mia was baptized, she was brought into God's family. Feeble pastor, but the power of God at work in the Word. God attaches power to elements, bread and wine, water, and he attaches the promise that salvation is given to those things. So Mia was dressed with nothing less than the perfection of Christ. That's why pastors wear robes, to remind you of the righteousness you have been dressed in because of the once-for-all sacrifice by Christ on the cross. And it's because of his offering, once-for-all, that you and I can be a living offering. You know, it's interesting. In Proverbs 3, it says, honor the Lord with your wealth, the first fruits. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats brim with new wine. I'm not sure if anybody here makes wine or has cattle and has crops, but the point is that give to the Lord a token of thanksgiving. Let it be an offering that you give out of thanksgiving. You know, when my kids were little, they created all kinds of artworks, man. They couldn't wait to get stuff to us, you know, and it was pretty cool. And we look at some of the stuff now and we think, man, this is great. What would you say if your kid showed up and said, here, take the offering of my love for you? You'd say, whoa, wait a second. Don't you want to give this to mommy out of love? Don't you want to give this to dad out of love? So how are you giving to God? What are you giving to God? And maybe you need to reassess how you're thinking about your service at home and the way that you're caring for the people in your life, the way you're working, or the way you're being a part of us as a congregation. Think of all the opportunities we have to express ourselves in love. Gosh, and the next time I fall short, and I'll probably do it this afternoon, I want to remember once and for all, and that's what reboots me and renews me so that I can be a decent husband and a decent dad and a good neighbor and even a pastor that serves. And I'm sure you feel the same way about yourself. Amen? In the name of Jesus, amen.